Blog Talk Radio.
Team C Radio. I said Team Scene Radio. How's everybody doing? You like my voice there, huh? Yeah, I don't smoke or drink alcohol. That's a natural voice. Natural is the way to go. My natural choice. I'm natural whether I'm high or low. Whichever way you go, take me with you, because I'm the man for the job. I got the plan for the multi-trillion-dollar business. How's everybody doing this evening? Visit us online at facebook.com/TeamSeedRadio and or email us right at teamscenedream@gmail.com. It's a pleasure once again to have you here with me. It's a pleasure to have you here with me. Being in your presence is like being amongst the immortal angels in heaven. Okay. So, hey, Leish, Bert, Michael, Mikey, Ad Madrid, Emma, Mario, Rihanna, George Bush, Putin, what are they? Hey, man, my old friend, how you doing, brother? Listen, health is important, as we always mention. It is a necessity to maintain a degree in good health. No matter what you do, to continue living effectively, you will want a maintained health greater than 51%, no less than 51%. If you get everything backwards, as it is referred to in instruction, if everything goes wrong, make sure you maintain 51% health or more. How do you do this? Well, there's a few general rules that make it easy to maintain health. Stay positive. Keep a positive mentality. Refrain from drinking alcohol. Refrain from drinking and from eating cigarettes. Refrain from smoking cigarettes and or anything else, actually. The lungs were not made for any type of smoke at all for any reason. Anything. Not bushes from the grass, not tobacco, not cannabis, nothing. Now, I've been around the block in the man household. However, I have since learned that the suggestion that thou shalt not smoke is a very positively effective suggestion, at least, it could help. My team family, how you doing, teens? I love you. You're beautiful. How many of y'all sit up listening to the radio with no clothes on? Looking at your healthy bodies. Some people are thick and healthy, while others are thin and healthy. Okay? So you have to understand that there are different types and healthy types. So there's different types of exercise also. You can exercise in the gym, you can run around the block, or you can go to the beach and ride bikes, run, ride rollerblades. There's many things that you can do to exercise. Some people exercise intimately in their own surroundings. Some enjoy. I was at the school gym this morning, where I 4 days a week exercise, and it feels so good. I mean, it feels so good. It feels, oh, it's just so good when I stretch my body. I'm fully dressed now, obviously. However, I guess it's not obvious. Some of us aren't fully dressed right now. Have I ever done a show in the nude? Some might ask. I may have. However, for right now, I'm fully clothed. Yes. So, I'll be with you because I love you. The exercise in the body maintains a certain degree in health. Refraining from eating dairy products, little to no meat, eating beans, legumes like lentil beans, the beans. Don't spill the beans. Don't spill the beans, is what some will say. Because I need to eat those beans, baby. The girls, the little girls, spilled the beans on the floor. And I had to say, baby, don't spill the beans on the floor. Miss Williams, hey, Ma! There are community programs coming in their future from the Sovereign Youth Program, the University School of Art, International U.S. Operations has the International Online Church. They provide services to community. One of my neighbors in my home community that I grew up in, I was looking at this grass. Now, when my mom was changing gardeners and decided to let her grass grow out so she could have a really nice green grass, green lawn, you know, she lets it overgrow a little bit. I was looking at this neighbor's grass. I said, that grass needs attention. I'm not talking about weed. I'm talking about lawn, like in front of people's houses, green grass, the lawn. The services from the International Universal Church provide services like lawn services, carpool services, laundry services, people who need laundry, or if you need somebody to take you to the store, all kind of good services. So we can look forward to some additional information regarding those services in the very near future. And I told her, I said, look, I can help you. I can help you. Connecting with the churches, nonprofits, and schools is a very important and vital part in keeping the community clean, keeping it together, keeping it brilliant. Cleanliness. I said cleanliness. Organization and teamwork are all within the healthy family. Cleanliness and hygiene are important. Obviously, keeping the teeth brushed and the private areas are important. Whether for men, for males, for young men, teenagers, whether you've been circumcised or not, you keep the penis area clean. Even if you have to use the sink. Some of us, how we travel across the country 2 or 3 days in a row, or if you don't have a bathroom, use a sink. if you have to. Make sure your penis is clean. You soap, make sure you rinse real good. Get a foreskin, pull the foreskin back, and clean the penis, especially around the head, in order to prevent any bacteria from the urine, which is natural. However, if you don't clean, bacteria can build up. Same thing for you ladies. Around the labia, the lips to the vagina, the wings, lips, depending on how small or large, need cleaning. Some of our vaginas for the ladies are self-cleaning. They clean when the cervix secretes fluids, the vagina self-cleans. Preferably clear fluid, meaning that you most likely drink enough water. You probably eat very little dairy products. Stay away from cottage cheese and yogurt and stuff like that, and gravitate towards fruits and vegetables, a lot of water, lettuce, to keep the clear fluids flowing. There is a cycle, yes, within the vagina. And obviously, if you guys want that, we'll talk about that more. However, clean the vagina. A tub's gray, some say flesh is gray. I do not recommend douching, some say. Vagina and starch create glue. Okay, all right, vagina. Vinegar and starch create glue in a laboratory, in science laboratories. If you take vinegar and starch and mix it together, is how you create glue. Therefore, if you have an uneven pH balance, which is high in starch, and you're secreting white or milky secretions from the vagina and or the cervix area, and you introduce a douche to the cervix area, you ultimately are creating a glue-like substance in your vagina. If you're going to flush, flush with water. Do you put soap in the vagina? It is not recommended. I mean, obviously the lips around the front, around the opening. You're in the shower, you're in the tub, you're at the sink cleaning. You're in the river, in the water. Obviously you want to keep the interior protected. However, you do not stick the douche into the cervix. Some ladies think they're not cleaning well if they're not putting the tip of the douche all the way into the cervix, softening the cervix and sticking it into the cervix. That is not recommended at all by any douche manufacturer. The douche is mainly designed for the vaginal opening, the right inside the vagina. Okay? Not for penetrating the cervix. For some of you young ladies who are learning, we do not recommend the douche at all for glue-like manufacturing from the vagina, if you understand what I'm saying. So, we have 60 seconds here. Cleaning is important. Cleaning your rear. Nothing should go in your butt, okay? The rear, the anus, the anal hole is designed for defecation that is goes out of the butt, extremity from the body. It's you guys know what I'm looking for. Defecation out of the body. It was not designed for anything coming into the body. So stay out of the butt. Even if you had a habit for that, some people, you know, for whatever reason. I've been around the block. A whole bunch of people say it. However, as a rule, you stay out. Sodomy is illegal. There's a penal code. We've got a few more seconds here. Sodomy is illegal. There's a penal code section that says do not mess with your butt, or you can actually prosecute it in court for sodomy. With all due respect to those who've been around the block a little bit, those who may have indulged in certain anal activities even as children. However, as we mature, that's unnecessary. even for older adults, that's unnecessary. After a while, and we learn how to reproduce correctly with our penises and vaginas. Cleanliness is important. It's part of health. Eating healthy, cleanliness, exercise. Tina C. Radio! Visit us online, family. I love you, children. I love you, young adults. I love you, my babies. I love you, adults. Teen Scene Radio. Facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio. And or email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. I love you. Even though it's been short, it seems long. You can download these online at Teen Scene Radio. Facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio. We'll have them available in the very near future. All the shows are available online. You can be a guest on Teen Scene Radio by sending us an email to teenscenedream@gmail.com and or visiting us on facebook.com/ Teen Scene Radio and requesting a guest performance and or requesting to be a guest host on the show. You can also, we also interview guests at Teen Scene Radio. Email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com and tell me what type of show you're interested in being a guest on, and we can schedule you as a guest on Teen Scene Radio. The most popular pages will return in the very near future. Most popular people and persons, family members. Simone Biles, how are you beautiful? I love you. I'm a fan. I love to see you getting gold medal and stuff. She's been doing great. Just worked at the trials, the Olympic trials, and we'll see her back at the Olympics in August. So I look forward to seeing you do some incredible. I love how you just have fun with it. You know, that's major important thing about anything, and when you do what you love, you have fun. It's not for competing. That's not what really, really makes you a winner. What makes you a winner is that you love what you do, and you have fun. If there was nobody else around, if there was no medal, if there was nobody else in the category who did the same thing, you would continue having fun. I love you, Simone Biles. We will meet. As a matter of fact, I'm going to interview you very near future. I'm really busy. You're in every magazine. You're even in the mall flipping around on the big screen. You're in a bus stop benches, TV. I love you. Look, have fun, you all. Good night. And, oh, Campus Land Cuties Magazine. Teens, adults, beautiful ladies. I suppose we have a handsome guy section. However, right now, I'm looking for beautiful ladies to model on the Teen Scene, to model on the Campus Land Cuties magazine, campuslandcutiesmagazine.com. Remember to put the magazine part for the teens, okay? Parents, you may want to go online with them and ensure they're going to the magazine page, campuslandcutiesmagazine.com. Okay? Because they're... There's, I know some of you guys do your new selfies. You know, hey, you know what? You got 10-year-olds that love their new selfies. Okay, you gotta be careful about selfies nowadays, though. And I'm gonna get out, we're gonna end this show in just a few minutes. Be careful about what you have on your phone, okay? Because generally nowadays, especially with Facebook and Messenger and emails, generally all the content in your phone, especially hook it up to a computer when you're charging your battery, if you're at school or library. Most networks have access to everything on your phone, okay? And whether it's pictures, some of us don't care. Some of us, you know, my goddaughter went to the nudie beach with her mother here in California when she was 8 years old. You know, some communities just do that. You know, they have sites with artistic nude for just about everybody, all ages. I hear my other goddaughter, her mother, you know, when she was born at 6 months old, doing the whole, you know, little white sheet nude baby pictures. How many guys have a mom that puts you on Facebook in the tub with your private showing when you were like one or two? I mean, come on. You know, it doesn't, some of us, you know, 10, 11 in the female, you know, we haven't grown really breasts necessarily, all of us, in some of you. The others who have, you know, the maturity process working, even the young men, tell you something about human beings, okay? It's like booty. Everybody's got one. Look, vagina, penis. Let me tell you something. For the most part, everybody's got a reproductive organ. I mean, there's a very small percentage of the population that may have been born without a torso or something like that. However, let me tell you something. It is not an abnormal thing. Get used to it. Everybody you see, whether they have clothes on or not, has reproductive organs. Everybody's got to go to the bathroom for the most part. I mean, obviously, there may be a certain percentage of the population that may have had intestinal tract challenges, or obviously in the future, God willing, doctors will fix that. However, everybody's got private parts. You know, the kids run around new, laugh and giggle, pull their diapers off. People go to the pool. Look, at the pool, let me tell you something. When I'm a lifeguard at the pool, if a girl, no matter what age she is, doesn't have any breasts anyway, it's just new, I don't make a big deal out of it. Because it's nothing, you know. I mean, even every now and again when the top slip off or, you know, some girls come, I don't make a big deal out of it because, you know what, little sisters, moms run around nude. I got another cousin. When I went to first visit her, all of them run around naked in the house. And, you know, I had never really seen that personally for a whole family. I got used to it real quick, and I said, you know what? That's just how living is, you know? Some brothers and sisters sleep in the same bed, in the same room. You know, I shared a room with my brother when I was growing up, before I had my own room. You know, we weren't gay. We didn't do any gay booty stuff, you know? We had our own beds. But, we got comfortable with that. When we were little, I mean, how many little kids bathe in the tub together? I bathe with my goddaughter. She was what, you know, younger, older. It doesn't matter. The world is a loving place. And how many of us get ready for church on Sunday and the kids need to get dressed with the duck? Come on in. Come on. Come on. Get in the shower. Come on. We don't have time for that. Come on. Get in the bathtub. Get in the shower. Make sure your clothes are ready. You know? Those of us who don't go to church, go to the temple, make sure your clothes are ready. You know, you may have your smock, you have your scarf, you know, make sure everything's ready. All the way from Baghdad to Israel, all around the world, India, Africa, make sure you have, you know, U.S., Australia, Canada, all around the world. Jerusalem, make sure you have the clothes ready. Down in Africa, you know, they walk around with no clothes on. People bathe in the river. Where am I going with this, people say? Tell you where we're going with this. We're going to bed. And I want everybody to have a good night. I love you! Good night!